really pumped in studio. It's been a whirlwind tour for Olympic medalist, three-time Olympic medalist now, Andre DeGrasse, back from Rio. Hey, welcome to the show. How's it going?
All right, thanks, Andrew, for having me, man.
It's great to have you on. I mean, we had you on a few times, and we talked about your season down south, and you're lighting things up in NCAA. Then you turn pro. We talked some Raptors playoffs with you, and now you got about 50 pounds of medals around your neck. you're different. I don't say think you're a different guy, but does it feel different now that you're an Olympic medalist?
Yeah, people have been treating me a little bit different now that I'm an Olympic medalist, but it's been crazy. It's been a ridiculous season, filled with ups and downs, but I'm just happy I got back on the podium and, came away with something special in Rio. It's incredible right now.
Oh, yeah, there's no more waiting in line at Tim Hortons. It's right this way, sir. Right? Anything you want. But it's like, you were in Rio for a long time. How did it feel coming back to Canada and coming back to that airport?
Yeah, it felt great. It was really overwhelming. I'm coming back from the airport. I'm thinking, okay, hey, I'm just going to get a ride from one of my buddies or, my family members, and I'm in and out. And as soon as I, got my luggage and, went through the doors, all I see is, people, fans just going crazy, cheering for me. It was just a really great feeling, and media was there. I was like, wow. I was like, this is just crazy. So I just had a lot of fun doing it. Being at home in front of my family and friends now, and I get to just hang out with them for a couple of days. I'm just so happy right now. It's I don't even know what to say.
Andre DeGrasse joins us in studio on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. It's so funny because we look at, and the Olympics happen every 4 years, and you're a big sports fan, and we think of our professional athletes and our Jordans, and I mean, think here even in Canada. So I'm about 10 years older than you, and my moments as a sports fan are Joe Carter hitting the home run and Donovan Bailey in 96. And it's amazing that an Olympic once every 4 years, a Canadian sprinter is up there. Has it sunk in for you that the Andre DeGrasse 2016 in Rio, like there's going to be so many kids that 30, 40 years from now, they're telling their kids about, what their iconic sports moments are, and you'll be in there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Wow. I never actually thought about it like that. It hasn't even sunk in at all. It still feels like a dream. I think it's because my family and friends do a great job of just, telling me, congratulations, and then that's it, and we move on. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely, I never thought of it like that. It's just a great feeling to, be looked up to as a role model like that. So
let's go through these races a little bit, because the 100, as we all know, it's the big dog of the games, and not to denigrate any other sport, but yeah, this is where the spotlight shines the brightest. And it came through the TV, you're in Rio and everyone's watching, and there's the final. Could you feel that energy? Was it different than what you had experienced before?
Yeah, I think I felt that energy last year in Beijing. So all from last year, I kind of had that experience to go into Rio and perform well. So when you hear a guy like Usain Bolt, the crowd just goes nuts. So the adrenaline just starts to pick up. You start to say, all right, I got to get ready. I'm focused. So that was just one for the books. So, just to be a part of that race, part of history, definitely, it was just a great feeling.
Everybody talks about him, and, if he's around in 4 years, he is right now. I mean, I would say he's the most iconic athlete on the planet. When you watch that guy, is it, following in the footsteps, is that a thing? Is it difficult to compare yourself or not to compare yourself to him?
Well, I think it's pretty difficult to compare myself to him because I'm 5'9". He's like 6'6" with like a long stride.
Yeah, he's first and you're second. Like that, it's close,
Yeah, so our body types are totally different. So it's hard to compare myself to him and what he's accomplished, So it's definitely not easy. But, for me, I think I have to work harder than him because, I'm a shorter guy. I have less power than him. So I got to work hard to get out the blocks and, stay in tune, and I have to try to, one of my strides is like no, three, well, three of my strides is like one of his. Yeah. So it's like, it's a totally different race. So I definitely got to, you know, try to pick it up even quicker. So it's hard to compare myself to him.
It's funny. You know how it works with the internet and social media, and we all, like, you never know when you're going to get memed, basically, right? They're like, there's Drake sitting on the CN Tower, and the picture that was taken of you and Bolt smiling, laughing at each other, you're crossing the finish line. It's like the meme for friendship, basically, is what it is. And he had mentioned after, he's like, well, he might have pushed the semi a little hard. But I wonder for you, was that almost important for you mentally to, I mean, it's tough to compare yourself to that guy, but in that moment heading into the final, maybe there was a seed of doubt. You were right there with him.
Yeah, it was very important. You know, my coach told me the plan was to try to tire him out in the semis. And then we have a day to recover and get ready for the final. So I'm going to recover. I think I'm going to recover a little bit faster than him because I'm younger. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely the plan going in. But, you know, the finals, he ran the exact same time he did in the semis. Yeah. And I think it tired me out a little bit. Yeah. So it was a learning experience for me. I'll know for next time. But I definitely thought I had to push him, you know, I didn't want to give him anything too easy, you know, because, you know, everything he's done so far, it's like, you know, it's like a walk in the park for him. So I feel like I had to push him, you know, in the semis to make him, you know, work in the finals to try to beat me.
Three-time Olympic medalist Andre DeGrasse joins us in studio on the Andrew Walker Show. Did you see the video of Donovan Bailey watching the race?
Yeah, I think I saw it yesterday. One of my friends actually showed me. He was jumping up and down. That's pretty cool, you know, to get that from Donovan. you know, I had never seen that type of side of him, that personality. Yeah. So it was pretty awesome to see that.
Has he, have you picked anything up from him?
Yeah, well, you know, I get, you know, mentioned from him here and there. He tells me certain things, you know, my coach and him have a great relationship together. So, you know, anything I get from Donovan goes through my coach and then comes back to me. So, mm-hmm. You know, I get a little 1-2 tip from him. So it's good to have him in a corner, a guy who's been through it, gold medalist. You know, he's helped me a lot in my career, and, you know, especially even before I even, you know, turned professional, you know, getting some words from him going towards professional. So that's a great feeling to have that guy in my corner.
While we have you, we like talking basketball with you. So I don't think we've had you on since. So we just had Tristan Thompson on. He's going to be on the show today, too. So we got a star-studded show today. But Tristan Thompson, the Cavaliers, win an NBA title, and they go through the Raptors in six. And somehow, I still don't know how they did it, but they beat Golden State in the final. And no one's talking about Cleveland anymore because Kevin Durant goes to Golden State. It's going to be an incredible season. What do you think of KD and Golden State, even as an athlete, as a competitor? Do you hate them? Do you love them? Are they villains? How do you view it?
Well, as an athlete, you know, you see it from a different side than as a fan. You know, you always got to look at a perspective where, you know, KD, you know, was he happy in OKC, you know? He wants to win a championship. You know, to other people, it might not have been, you know, the greatest decision, but you can't really blame him for that. You know, that he wants to win so bad. He, you know, everyone always compares everyone to, you know, legacy, you know, to winning rings. No one ever talks about, okay, you know, he's been on a great team with Russell Westbrook, but he always comes up short. Everybody wants to, you know, hear that part about winning rings. So you can't really blame him. You know, it's definitely going to still be tough for Golden State. I don't think it's going to be easy for them to win a championship because they have to build that chemistry. So I know LeBron and, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they're still going to be prepared. So it's going to be interesting to watch this year. I'm looking forward to it.
And what is your prediction for the Raptors? No Biz. He's gone, but still pretty good team.
Yeah, the Raptors still have a great team. I think they can pick up a couple more pieces before the season starts. I still see them in the Eastern Conference Finals for next year, but it's going to be tough to get past the Cavs.
Yeah, Andre DeGrasse joins us too. So what is next for you? I know you got your busy time right now because everybody wants a piece of you. I'm really glad we got it today. You know, you go back down south, back to school now, and then maybe some downtime.
Yeah, so I leave Toronto tomorrow. You know, I head back to Southern California and L.A. to finish my last semester of school. So I'm looking forward to that and seeing some of my you know, school teammates again, and, you know, being back on campus. And then after that, I hope to take some downtime. I don't know where I'm going to go yet, but, you know, take a little vacation, a week there, and then get back to training in January and start the season all over again.
Well, hey, congratulations again. I know, like, you're 21 and 4 years, hopefully you're going to do it all again and do it even better. But the one thing I would say is always remember, even what I said off the top, you know, these moments, like, they burn into they burn into people's and sports fans. That's what we do for a living, sports. It's just they burn into people's mind and like it's all time. It'll never be erased. That's pretty cool stuff.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it.